Welcome back to Radar, the music podcast showcasing the creative output from London and beyond. In each episode, we're joined by students, artists, and industry professionals to take an in-depth look into their musical journey, as well as the projects that they're passionate about. I'm James Arlington, I'm an artist and producer, and in this episode, I'm joined by Victoria Dell, a singer-songwriter and makeup artist born in Switzerland and based in London. We talked about the release of her latest single, Love Is Not Enough, moving to the UK to study music, and her experience as an independent artist playing shows in London. Victoria, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
This has been quite an exciting year for you so far in terms of your output, but I kind of want to ask you, where did it all begin in terms of your love for music?
Absolutely. So I feel to answer this question, I need to introduce myself a little bit. So I am originally from Montreux in Switzerland, and I moved to London about a year and a half ago to study songwriting at ICMP. I've always been doing music. I've been in choirs since a young age, and my dad and my mom were listening to a lot of music. So my dad was more soul, funk, R&B, jazz music, very like, you know, the groove. And I remember dancing with my dad in the living room on like Earth, Wind & Fire.
Nice.
And my mom was more English pop and French music.
Okay.
So that's like a lot of things, yeah. And also I remember that my love for music started because I was dancing. So I did a lot of different kind of dance. I did ballet, I did contemporary dance, Zumba. I've done like every dance possible. And I feel I've always loved performing as well. So my love for music comes from performance, being on stage and sharing a moment with other people in the room.
That's amazing, because you haven't been in London for long, and of course you originally moved from Switzerland about a year and a half ago.
Yes.
So how was the move to London? Like, what was your experience like?
Honestly, that was crazy. To give you a little anecdote, that's my favourite word, by the way.
Anecdote. It's a good word.
Yes, it's my favourite. I've written in my diary when I was about 12 years old, I'm going to go to London and do music. And this is so crazy because, like, before moving to London, I was just, like, putting some stuff away, you know. And I opened this diary and I saw that and I was like, wow, it's been a while that I wanted to come here, and it just felt like something obvious for me to come to London. Mm. In Switzerland, we have amazing musicians, but the opportunities are not really big, and I think I'm dreaming big, and I'm dreaming international, going to international. And I've always been attracted by London, especially by this jazz scene that is going on right now, which is like jazz fusions, a bit of soul, funk and jazz, and it's very inspiring. And I also believe that I've always been someone that wanted to put myself out of my comfort zone.
Yeah,
I don't like it when it's easy because I get bored easily. So for me, that was a challenge to come here, especially because I did it by myself. I didn't have any help to come here. So we didn't have the money. So I had to work to pay my studies. And now that I'm here, it feels like my home. And I'm happy I followed my intuition to come here.
100%. I think you definitely made the right choice. But it's funny you mentioned those genres, because it's now been a few weeks since you played the first Soul Sync Presents show.
Yes.
Do you maybe want to talk a little bit about that and kind of what your experience was with that?
It was absolutely amazing. I love using that word, home, family, these words. And this is exactly how I felt with Soul Sync. It made me feel at home. The people that were there were very passionate people, and people that love music, that are here to listen and bring good energies as well. I think that's very important. Yeah, I'm feeling very grateful that I had the opportunity to perform during that show.
Yeah, and for maybe some listeners who don't know, Soul Sync is a kind of a new events group that's been set up by myself and a few of the other students on our music business course here at ICMP. So we also had Izzy Redmond, we had Sev Day, and we had Gertrude as well on the lineup. And I think it was a really great night in terms of like the diversity of the acts.
Definitely, definitely. And I discovered great artists as well. They were all amazing, and we were all different, but like it went together as well.
Yeah, 100%. And I think for our first event especially, I think I was really proud of the turnout as well, because we put on the gig at the Slaughtered Lamb on the 4th of April, and it was just such a great atmosphere. It was such a nice crowd. It felt so wholesome, like you said. It's been quite an exciting journey just seeing you perform in these different places, and it was a real honour to have you for our own event.
Thank you.
But let's kind of talk about your musical output over the past few months, because you've now put out three singles. You've got Divine Energy, Keep On Moving, and most recently, Love Is Not Enough. Let's take it back to Divine Energy. What was your process behind that, and who was involved with that?
That was, I think, the most craziest project ever, because I started writing that song at ICMP for a brief, and we had to write about our beliefs. I'm a very spiritual person, so I wanted to talk about the connection between the universe and human beings. And I started working on this song with a producer called Louis Sumner that produced Divine Energy. And after that, that was crazy because I was like, okay, I want a choir now. So we recorded a choir. And then once all that was putting together, I've been collaborating with all the artists as well in terms of for the artwork, for the behind the scenes I have on YouTube. So if you can go check it out, you can see how we recorded the choir for the single. And especially because it was my first release, It was a big thing for me because I always thought I'm going to wait until it's perfect and I'm 100% happy. But what I realized that you're never 100% happy with the result. Personally, if you're a perfectionist, you're never going to be 100% happy. But I think as long as you feel it and you're happy enough to share it with other people, yeah, it's good to release and put things out there in the world.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because I think we definitely share that kind of perfectionist mindset.
Yes.
I'm very kind of adamant on things being perfect. Hence the reason I haven't put out any music for like almost 3 years now. Because I'm just like, I never know when it's going to be ready or not. But I think that Louis did such a great job with the production on these singles. And same with Keep On Moving as well, which was the second single out of the three. Kind of, how did that one come together?
So that one is more of a funk song. And I love funk. I love disco. And this song make me feel like a diva, especially when I perform it and I'm like moving my hair.
Definitely.
It's so much fun. It makes me very happy. And it's a song, it's a motivation song to give you that little energy to not give up when you feel like everything's going wrong. Mm. And it's actually very funny how I came up with the melody and the lyrics. I was at work. So my 9-to-5 job, and I work with kids, you know. And I was just cleaning the floor, all right? I was cleaning the floor and I was so bored. I was like, why am I here? Why am I cleaning the floor? And like, I'm finishing in like 3 hours. And I've just started singing and then I record it on my phone. And this is where it comes from. And it was just basically like, keep on moving. Just like, keep on moving. Like, don't give up, you know. It's fine. You'll be somewhere else soon, hopefully.
Would you say that that's kind of how a lot of your songs start in terms of just voice memos on your phone? Because I know that people have different processes.
Yeah, I feel like most part of the time is me jamming around with a guitar by myself and I come up with an idea, a melody. Most part of the time I'm a very melody person. And I record it on my phone and then usually I come back to it. But I've recently been collaborating a lot with other songwriters and producers, hopefully. But I love having sessions, you know, just being with someone else in the same room. And you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know what the vibes are going to be. But usually you come up with something that you like or a good idea. So I'm trying to do more sessions right now.
Because I think that people find kind of different benefits from writing sessions. I know that for me, a lot of the time I kind of just like writing things on my own. But it's only recently that I've started kind of reaching out to other writers and doing these sessions. And I think they benefit everyone in a different way. Yeah. For me, it's kind of like finding that kind of point of inspiration. And then that kind of brings us back to your most recent single, Love Is Not Enough.
Yeah.
Which has possibly your best video ever, I think.
Oh my God, thank you.
I love the video for Love Is Not Enough. Do you kind of want to talk to us a bit about the single? Because it's kind of a bit more low key. It's a bit more mellow than the other two singles.
Yes. Thank you for pointing it out, because I feel people had a very strong idea of what our music would be because of the two first singles.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, you just write happy songs. And I was like, no, like I'm writing so many more melancholic songs and melodies as well. And for me, I felt very vulnerable releasing this song because the topic of the song is a bit more vulnerable. It's about a breakup. It's about realizing that love is not enough in a relationship to make it work. And when I say that, it means being in love, you know, the feeling of being in love. And I wrote this song in less than an hour. wow. when I was going through a breakup. And it was, you know, these magical songs that you just write and then you don't touch them. You just leave them as they are and they appear magically. And for me, so it's vulnerable to release this song because also it's something different than I've done before. And to be, look, I don't just do happy songs or motivation songs. So for me, it's another side of me. And I feel I'm happy that I put it out. You know, some people liked it. Some people prefer the other songs. And I'm fine with that as well.
And I think for you, it kind of shows more of a sense of versatility in terms of what you're capable of as a songwriter. I think for me, those three singles all kind of stand out in their own way. So for me as a consumer, it kind of makes me more excited for what's to come. Because it's like they're very different in their own way.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think I like different genre of music. I can go for like funk, soul, but I also really like soul, indie, a bit more. Yeah, like neo soul, a bit more low-key, yeah.
And it definitely shows in terms of your writing as well. I think that from the covers that you do when you play live as well, like it, you can always see those inspirations in terms of what you put out. But yeah, what's been performing in London been like for you so far?
All right, that's a big thing we got to talk about here right now. I got to say that when I arrived in London, that was a big shock for me in terms of the live music, like performance. Because back in Switzerland, if you're an artist, I always say you're kind of like a king. Like usually you get paid, you get food, you get drinks, you know, you got your little room. And I feel like maybe it's just in my experience, but because I've been doing back home quite good projects, I always ended up having great things happening to me when I was performing live. But when I came to London, I was no one.
It's such a big shift. Because
I was shocked.
Well, in some venues in London, you're lucky to get like a dressing room or a green room.
I know. It's crazy. And I think for me at the beginning was hard because I was not really used to perform by myself, just guitar and vocals. I've learned guitar like a few years ago, but in the past it used to be someone being with me.
Yeah.
And one day I was like, no, I want to be able to do it myself. So I've learned how to play guitar. And so for me, starting playing gigs in London was also starting playing my own sets by myself. So I think I had a great experience performing live in London because it basically gave me so much confidence that I can do it, basically. And I also realized that one of my strong points is my voice. There's a lot of people that do great music that are so talented. And I think what makes me stand out is when I'm live is my voice and just my personality, just to be very, you know, fun and kind of people can relate.
Yeah.
With me and just talk to me very easily, like that authenticity, I would say. But the other part of performing in London, what is complicated, I feel like right now I'm a bit in the middle of, okay, I want to start doing more gigs, but where I can actually get paid for what I do, because I think I'm ready for paid gigs.
Yeah.
I've practiced enough.
It's interesting that you mentioned that you haven't been playing guitar for long though. Like only a few years.
Yeah. Wow. I've learned by myself as well.
That's really impressive. That Gretsch guitar that you have when you play live is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's such a beautiful colour.
Yeah, I loved it. I've seen it in the shop and I was like, this is for me.
This is the one.
This is the one.
But yeah, bringing it back to music, kind of what are your plans for the future? Because we've got these three beautiful singles already, but what's to come?
That's always the question. So right now, I feel I'm in the creative process.
Right.
I'm trying to have as many sessions as I can and, you know, get some inspiration around me and put it in songs. So that's my first thing. And I'm planning on releasing maybe one more single this year, at the end of the year.
Okay.
And also I'm thinking working on a bigger project for the following year. So it's next year, I'm aware of that, but I'm already starting, you know, planning all that.
No, of course, and it's good to think ahead.
I really would like to just have a bigger project, like an EP, where I can actually tell a story, but like a longer story, you know, longer than a song.
Yeah, and I think that we're definitely ready for it. You've proven yourself to be very versatile, so it'll be interesting to see how that EP or how that bigger project sounds.
I know, I'm excited. I don't know, I have literally no idea right now. You know, I'm a very honest person, and I gotta say, like, being an artist is so beautiful, and it's so hard as well. And I feel like when you feel it inside of you, you do it because you want to do it, first of all, because you want to do it, but also because you have to do it. If not, you feel not yourself and not happy. And that sometimes happens for artists, is like, being a musician is your whole, is you, is your life, right? And I feel sometimes you can be lost, and I feel, you know, right now I have no idea what I'm going to do next. I have an idea of, like, I want to create, I'm in a creative process, but I can see it, but it's not there yet. And I feel like as an artist, sometimes you have these moments where you're like, okay, then what, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a bit scary. It's a bit scary, but I'm very excited about the future because I'm a very motivated person and very creative. So after like a week without writing anything, I get bored and I have to write again.
But you've got to have those moments. You've got to have those moments to kind of sit down and think, you know, what's next? Because I think that's important as an artist, especially when you're like creating your own content for your releases and that kind of thing as well. Like, there's so many things that independent artists have to do these days in order to kind of succeed. How do you kind of find like making content, making like reels, that kind of thing? How is that for you?
I feel that I kind of like it, to be honest. I like it. I know that for a lot of artists, it's difficult to be on social medias. Mm. But I really like that part of about marketing, about how to present yourself, your artist brand. So I really enjoy doing that and create that kind of engagement with my community.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can feel a little bit overwhelmed and frustrated, especially with maybe numbers sometimes can happen. But I think right now I'm more looking forward to create an actual relationship with my audience than reach everyone and no one's really involved in the project. I feel that I'm taking my time before releasing anything else, because as an independent artist, you have to do so much in terms of like your campaign and artistic brand and collaboration, that I want to make sure I can keep this quality I had so far in terms of sound, visuals. So yeah, I prefer taking my time and then make sure everything looks like I want it to look like.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people don't realize just how much work goes into just putting a single out for an independent artist. Because all they see is the song and maybe the video. They're not seeing like the campaign you've put together, like the marketing, like the press assets, like all of these things that are kind of like mixed together to create this like one campaign for the single. Like, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And I feel I'm lucky that I like it, you know? Mm-hmm. I even like doing it for all the artists as well, just sitting down and be like, okay, what do you want to do? What's your project? But I have to say that my favorite thing in doing all these releases was collaborating with new people, new artists, and different kind of art as well, because there's music, but there's also visuals, and there's photography, and there's so much more than that, right? And it's very beautiful, I think, to bring all these types of arts together in one project. I forgot, for sure, makeup and fashion, my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah.
Especially for an artist that's maybe like yourself, that's only put a couple of singles out, you've come in like so strong. Like you said, these visuals are already so established, and like the whole campaign's already seems so strong. So for you, I suppose it's going to be a case of carrying on that's to that standard.
Absolutely.
And that in itself is like a really difficult thing to kind of get your head around.
Especially when you have a very small budget.
Mm-hmm. As do you know? a lot of small artists.
Yeah, because you have to ask for... You have to ask for favors and like, but inside of you, like, I wish I could give so much to these people, right? But you can just give them what you have on the moment. You have your music, you have yourself, and you're like, do you want to be part of the project? Mm. And I'm so grateful about everything that happened and all the people I met, because I'm like, a year and a half ago, I haven't released anything. I came here and honestly, I had all these dreams, but I was basically dreaming about what I'm doing right now. And right now I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking next. I'm thinking bigger. But I'm still very like grateful about where I am right now. And I'm aware that it's where I wanted to be a year ago. So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, and it can be incredibly rewarding as well, especially when you work with, like, you know, these teams of people that you put together, and especially, like you said, if people are doing it for favors as well, like, despite that, you're still bringing these people together, and it's a really rewarding thing when they all come together to do these things, like, for you and for your projects.
Definitely, and I think I'm doing that because I believe that this can get bigger, and that one day I'll be able to call these people back and be like, listen, I got this project, and now, I don't know, maybe there was more budget or like a bigger project. And I think for now it's just like, I think right now I'm just having so much fun and I feel I'm where I'm supposed to be. So it's a good feeling, you know. It's like sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, it's hard, I'm tired, like I have a lot of things to think about. And sometimes I want to give up. Sometimes I'm like, that's a lot. That's a lot for one person.
Yeah.
Being an independent artist. But then I feel where I'm supposed to be. Like, if I was not doing these things, I would be not happy. So, like, I'm tired, but I'm so happy, you know? Like, I'm very happy.
It's a good place to be, for sure.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that, I mean, you kind of just mentioned briefly that you kind of work with some other artists on their projects and on their release campaigns. What is your experience with that, as opposed to... Because I suppose it kind of gives you more experience then to translate back to your own stuff again.
Definitely. I feel like it was kind of like the other way around. I've started by releasing my own stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think I was so organized, like, for my marketing, for my... I've done all the artist brand, like, contacting people, like... And so I feel that this taught me so much about how you're supposed to release a song and all the artistic before and the marketing before as well, like when to upload your track and all this. And once I've done that a few times, I realized people were asking me questions and they were like, can you advise me on that? Can you help me with that? And I was just saying stuff and I was like, oh my God, I actually know some stuff. And I was like, okay, I should maybe start just helping people with that and with the, like, artistic production and artistic creation as well. And this is very random. I have to say that I also really like makeup, hair and fashion. And I've been working on my own projects for that and doing my own mood boards, you know. I just love doing that. And then I started doing it for all the artists as well that are going to be releasing songs to. So I recently launched my makeup artist profile on Instagram.
I saw, and
I'm
literally
yesterday. And I'm trying, basically, I'm like, okay, I have all these photos that projects I've worked on, and now I'm just going to put them out, because what do I do if not? No one knows. And I'm just trying to get, you know, on that side as well.
And it could potentially lead to, like, some more, like, another source of income for you as well, which I think is so important as an independent artist. You know, we're always looking for, you know, maybe these other ways that we can kind of find a living and earn this income. So, like, to be able to be skilled in different areas is so, so important.
Yeah. And I think it's also being curious, you know. When I came here in London, I was thinking just, I want to be an artist, I want to be an artist, I want to be an artist. And now I still want to be an artist. But now I'm like, oh, I could be doing something else as well. Like, on the, you know, I could be an artist and be a makeup artist and maybe help artists with their artistic brand and just do, like, different types of things. And I found it very exciting. And I found out about it maybe, like, a month ago. Like, I was like, oh, actually, that's fun to do that as well, you know?
Yeah, it's like another option.
Yeah. I think it's still linked to music as well.
For sure, because it's all in this, like, creative industry.
Yeah.
I can just tell, like, you're such a creative person in terms of, like, wanting to do all of these different things. And I think as a musician and as someone who's independent, that can be, like, such a important thing,
yeah. 100%.
But I think a lot of people don't realise that for, like, artists and musicians, like, kind of their lives outside of music are very different. Like, kind of what does a day-to-day routine kind of look like for Victoria Dow?
That is a very good question. I feel like every day is a different day. So I can have a day where I'm going to go to work because I need to make some money and pay my rent.
Of course.
And there's a day maybe I'm going to uni and then I'm going to have a session, or maybe I'm going to perform at a gig, so I need to do the sound check in the afternoon and then I'm going to be performing. I feel it really depends, but the thing that doesn't change is me waking up around 7:30, going upstairs in the living room that we call the loft, mm-hmm. if you ever come to mine. And I make myself a cappuccino with pea milk. Have you ever tried pea milk?
I've never had pea milk.
It's very good. It's the orange bottle.
When you say pea milk, is it like actual peas?
Like P-E-A.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's very good. Yeah, you can't really find it in the coffee shops. But
I'll keep it in mind. I'll keep it in mind.
You should try.
Well, Victoria, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you today. My last question is, do you have any advice for independent musicians who are maybe looking to put out their own music right now, but are just a bit unsure about where to begin or kind of unsure about, you know, how to get their music out there? What advice would you give to them?
The first thing is trust the journey. Take your time. Don't rush anything. I feel that sometimes we can feel a bit overwhelmed and rushed by seeing other artists releasing music, right? Or maybe performing at certain venues and all that. I would say take your time. Everyone's different and your moment will come. And I think the other one will be collaboration is your friend. And don't be scared to ask for help because you're not alone. And you can definitely build something big with your own team, with your friends, asking, really opening your eyes and be like, who do I have around me that I can ask help to realize my dream? Believe in your dreams. It's going to be hard, but if you really feel it inside, don't give up and take a break if you need to take a break. I know artists that are stopping music for a bit because about their mental health, right? Because it's too much for them. It's been too much. But it's not because you take a break right now that you're never going to do music ever again, right? So like respect yourself as well. And if it's too much, you can have a little break.
I think that's a really good place to finish. Victoria, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. It was lovely.
And where can people find you on kind of social medias like Spotify? Where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere by Victoria Dell, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, little space, D-E-L-L. You can find me on Instagram. This is the social media I'm the most on. And I also have TikTok where I post a bit more like funnier stuff. Underground, you know, behind the scenes. And you can listen to my music on Spotify, my 3 singles, and there's going to be more music coming out soon. And also check out my YouTube channel because there are a lot of cool music videos and behind the scenes, and I'm sure you're going to like it.
There certainly are. Victoria, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. See you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Radar. If you enjoyed it, be sure to rate it 5 stars through your podcast platform. Remember, you can catch us on social media through all of the ICMP channels. And if you want to get involved in future episodes or suggest guests, you can email us radarpodcast@icmp.ac.uk.